Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best in new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
It's automatic. I need to unload. The pressure got me love the road, fall into fashion. We're sticking together. Go middle of the road. Cause that's entertainment.
That was
Blur, self-titled album, the fifth album from 1997 with a track called M.O.R.
Middle of the Road. Amazing stuff. What a great start to Glory Days Rock Show today here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there, anywhere in the world apparently. You can also download the podcast later. They pop up generally half an hour after each hour of the show. You've got Julian Paul here live for the next 2 hours playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. If you're a regular listener, you'll certainly know you never quite know what you're going to get from week to week. And this week is no exception. If you thought it was mad last week, well, I don't know what I was thinking this week when this playlist got put together. But later in the show, we've got our PG's Pick of the Rocks in this hour. Four brand new tracks bringing us bang up today. In the second hour, how exciting, we've got an interview with Pod Pearson from the Pearson Memmott Conspiracy. Yes, Sheffield band, Richard Memmott as well, maybe on the phone or in the studio. Who knows what will happen? Technically, what can we pull off? They've got a new album out. We'll be playing a track and we'll be talking to him all about it. All being well, we'll be gigging as well. Also in the second half, we've got our Chris's Punk Track of the Week, Steve's Choice, and we may or may not have time for the undercover bit of the show. But next up, we've got a cracking live track from... It was recorded in 1977.
This is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
So crimson skin. Come back down to earth again. The cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta get away. For the Lord, don't make me stay. All I know should've been, could've been mine. I killed the last way out of this. Swayed by a deceitful kiss. Said you better stay, said you better stay, better stay, said you better stay, for it's all gone, gone away. All that I know should've been, could've been mine. All that I know should've been, could've been mine.
Screaming Trees with All I Know from their seventh and final album, Dust, from 1996. And then before that, Alan Allsworth, the late great Alan Allsworth. Title track from his album, Metal Fatigue, back in 1985, with Frank Zappa's drummer, Chad Wackerman, on that track. And then we started out with Ramones Live, a Blitzkrieg Bop from 1979. Wow.
Amazing live track there. I think the album, the studio album was released in 79, or was it debut single from debut album Ramones 1976? Maybe it was recorded live in 77 and released in 79. It's all very confusing, this stuff, you know. Anyway, if you've just tuned in, of course, listen to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday at 1 till 3 playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Here's something from 1979. We'll be right back.
With or without you, I can't
the unmistakable sound of U2, With or Without You, from their fifth album, The Joshua Tree, from 87.
And what an album that was.
And then the crazy band called Electric Six with a track called Improper Dancing from 2003. And we started out with Blondie, Atomic, a fourth album, Eat to the Beat, from 1979.
I can't believe they had four albums by then, but there you go. You're of course listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up is our PG's Pick of the Rocks for this week, four brand new releases yet again, bringing us bang up to date. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Have you been enjoying yourself so far?
Oh, yeah, idling about listening to this rock show.
I know, amazing. It's been a bit mad, hasn't it? And I think it's going to get a bit madder listening to... We've queued some of these tracks up absolutely banging, the first one in particular.
Yes, some cracking tracks, I think. And I think you've got lined up as a starter a band called Split Chain.
Yes.
And released last week, I think it was. The track we're going to play is Extract, featuring Soft Act. So the band was formed in 2023. They're a UK band. And they just supported Boston Manor, another band in London, last week. But they came out of emo and grunge backgrounds. So they're a five-piece, and in the years since they've been formed, they've had five singles out, and they've got to 200,000 listeners per month on digital. So you've got Roberto Martinez Cowles, who's the vocalist, Ollie Bowles and Jim Reed on guitars, Tom Davies on bass, and Aaron Black on drums.
Amazing. That's
Split Chain.
And they finally made it to Glory Days.
Yeah, I mean, aspiring to the highs, eh?
Well, I have to say, Paul, the standard's been incredibly high these last few months.
Some cracking stuff coming through. So I think our second track is a band that goes by the title of Our Noise, but often shortened to ON. And the track we're going to play is a precursor to a new track that we'll play next week.
Oh, get you.
Okay, so this is a track that they released. This is the original version of Blackmail, is the track. It came out, it's been re-released on the 11th of October in preparation for a remixed version. And that remix was done by Peter Holmstrom, who's Dandy Warhols. They remixed the track so we can pair the two. I didn't want to put them side by side, so I thought I'd put a reminder for the original track, and then we can listen to the next one next week.
All being well, you remember, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I will. They got a gig on the 13th of October in London at the Fiddler's Elbow. No doubt they'll be in and out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's bad,
oh,
Paul.
No. It is. Yeah. They're actually originally from Toronto in Canada, but now they stay and work in New York. Indie rock, power trio they are. Lucy DeSanto is bass and vocals. Dan Cornelius on drums. And Steve Fall on guitar. So Our Noise with Blackmail.
Excellent.
And then a band we've played before next, called Lansdowne. And the track we're going to play is Here to Stay. They're a US heavy rock five-piece band. And they're shortly going to be headlining a UK tour. Dates to be released. But by the end of this year, they're supposed to be here. John Ritchie on vocals, Sean Lichtenstein, lead guitar and vocals, John Waterman on guitar and vocals, Glenn Mungo on drums, and Mike LaRoche on bass. Released last week, the track Here to Stay. And the band formed in 2006 in Boston, Massachusetts. So I say we have played at least one, I think probably twice, I think.
Possibly. There's some great bands coming out of America.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, I think. Hopefully there's three there that you'll enjoy. And the next one for me was quite a surprise. if you look at the start of the band, it apparently goes way back to 1980 in some form. 1990 in some form. It's called Body Count. The track that we're going to play from them is actually a cooperation with a guy called Dave Gilmour. You might just recognise.
Well, he's been touring. He's just done Rome, hasn't he?
This is a track that he wrote and played the original of it with Pink Floyd. It's called Comfortably Numb. But this is an absolutely cracking take on it. I think it sort of really highlights the vocals. So the band's with Ice-T, who's the vocalist, Ernie C, Sean E. Sean, Vincent Price, not the horror star, but the bass player, Will Dursley on drums, and Juan Garcia, or One of the Dead, was the name he used to run under.
Jerry.
There's also backing vocals by Little Ice. And it's in preparation for a new album they've got coming out called Merciless, which is due on November 22nd. But this was released on the 29th of last month. It's Body Count with Comfortably Numb featuring Dave Gilmour. And it's a cracking track.
Amazing, Paul. How are you going to keep this up next week? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think the pedals will fall off.
Amazing stuff, Paul. We'll speak to you Saturday at Life Science Radio Show, all being well.
I shall look forward to
it. Okay, thanks a lot, Paul. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
T.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Tell the devil
time. Tracing faces, whisper names of the ones you love. Counting all the days until you're real again. Tell the devil he'll never take us. If you got a breath left in your chest, then we'll burn them all away. All away, all away. The death that we breathe and the battles we lead, they'll know we're here to stay. Here to stay. Here to stay. Here to stay.
You're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
Drama, but I carry a gun. but they'll probably come. So we get high to wash away the pain. Some medication, but that shit is all done in vain. We think that we can hide away from the misery. You can close your eyes, but still can plainly see. There's nowhere to run. You're just comfortably.
So that was four tracks from our poll. That was Body Count featuring Dave Gilmour covering the Pink Floyd track Comfortably Numb. I think they sort of modernised it a bit, don't we think?
I think so.
And that was a clean edit as well, it says on it.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Yes. Anyway, before that, Lansdowne, Here to Stay, before that, Our Noise, or ON, with Blackmail, and we started out with Split Chain featuring Soft Cult, track called RE Brackets Extract.
All good stuff for our PG this week. Yeah. For Glorydale's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every week. We're fast coming to the end of the first hour. So before we play our last track for this hour, I'll just mention that Rob Wellington will be in the house from 3 till 5, as usual. It's first hour of Motown. Second hour is going to be a theme, and the theme is 1996. So what's he going to play? If we ask him, he'll say, oh, I don't know.
He never knows, does he? He won't give anything
we'll
away.
See. And also, Don't forget to stick with us for the second hour. Alongside Steve's Choice and Chris's Punk Track of the Week, we'll be interviewing Pod Pearson from the Pearson Mehmet Conspiracy about their new album. We'll be playing a track from that as well. And in the coming weeks, we'll be playing some more tracks from that. And all being well, you never know, they might be gigging. So we're going to play out now with a bit of classic Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, calming it all down after PG's mad tracks there. It's a track called Free Falling. It's from 1989. The album was Full Moon Fever. It was his debut solo album, and it was co-produced by Jeff Lynne, nonetheless. So here we go. Bye-bye.
Alone.